This is 10 Seconds to Happy, where a little knowledge can make a really big difference, and so can a few seconds. Welcome back, everybody. This is our second podcast on the difference between gals and guys, the information your mom and dad never knew. Today, I want to start with assumptions. Now, when you assume, for those of you that are around my age, you remember the sitcom that told us all, when you assume, you make an ass out of you and me. But we all do it. Now, what assumptions do we have in common with guys? I'll give you a hint. They are assumptions that we make about each other. Okay, for one, we each assume that how we think and feel and handle stress and think about sex is the same way the other one does. Now, assumptions are not how we say we believe necessarily. We all know that males and females think differently in many areas. But then, why are we so damn frustrated when those differences raise their head? Well, truthfully, it is because we assume that the other one just hasn't caught up yet. See, we keep thinking that it is in each of our DNA to eventually get our partners to think like we do. Therefore, when the other one acts in a way we don't, we are confused and angry. For example, how about when a man is upset? Can anyone out there tell me what they do differently than us gals? They usually will get quiet and want to be left alone. But us women think, oh, he would feel so much better if he would just talk to me about it. There's the assumption. Men will also assume that when a woman is upset, she wants the same thing, to be left alone. But we all know that that is not true. We want to be held and cradled and told everything is going to be okay, because that's what we do for others. But trying to send that signal to your mate or boyfriend is like sending a radio signal to a TV antenna. They will not get it. Let me give you some science for this. Women, we use both sides of our brain to process emotional information. Men only use one. And when a woman sees an emotional event, 9 areas of our brain lights up. But in a man, only one. One, ladies, are you listening? What other ways can that affect a relationship? Well, have you ever noticed that us gals can remember first dates, vacations, first night of sex much more vividly than your partner does? If they are lucky, they might remember if you looked hot. This is why they often forget important dates. Their brains may not recall them typically unless they are on the calendar, simply because their brain automatically puts them in the unimportant column. Our brain does the opposite. It registers everything of an emotional value as ultra important for our survival. We cannot blame them for that. Help them out. You want them to remember an anniversary? Write it on the calendar. Now, you know that guys think that we're weird about some things too, okay? One of the biggest questions that teenage boys want to know is why we go to the bathroom in gangs. Now, scientists have found that women love the reprieve from being in the spotlight, and we feel safer when it is just us gals. We don't feel judged, and we understand each other's language, facial looks, tones, and all. In there, we can communicate the way we were wired to. Did you know that teenage girls speak up to 3 times more words than boys? And although boys do eventually catch up, during their teenage years, it can be frustrating as they miss about every other word, especially if we are on a rant. This is why men can really get attitudes about our need and our skill of talking. Now, how annoyed? Did you know that in colonial America, women were put in stocks with wooden clips on their tongue and tortured, being held underwater and almost drowned for a crime called talking too much? So if you're upset and angry and spewing off, he may not be able to keep up with your rant. He may say, I'll come back later when you calm down, or you just need to relax, or I don't know why you're so upset. It's because he may be only catching about every other word out of your mouth. Plus, he's not wired to give a crap about what other people think, which is usually what has us upset. However, men absolutely do care how they are seen by society. Guys will be more communicative when they are bragging about their sexual conquest. Remember how serotonin makes you feel? It can make you feel superior and better than others. So for men, it will give them a serotonin hit to be bragging about anything for that matter. Can you recall ever dating a guy that you were really attracted to, but to find out the communication was almost non-existent, or worse, they only talked about themselves? I hate when that happens. Now, let me ask you if you remember being a teenager and spending long hours on the phone with your boyfriend, just waiting for him to say anything. Now, as girls, we might have assumed that they were struggling to find the right words or share some inner deep thought. But science has found out that they were really just bored and wanted to get back to their video games. Talking just doesn't do it for them. Yet us women practically demand it of them. So who can guess what coping skill males learn very early on? That is to be able to maintain some semblance of dialogue when they're out with a woman. To do this, some men will constantly bring the conversation back to either a topic that they enjoy or know a lot about, which is often anything about them. If they are talking, they don't have to worry about getting lost in one of your stories. So girls, you have to get it out of your head that your boyfriend or mate will eventually love being social and chatting away the hours with you. If you have someone like that, that's great. Remember, these are not black and white. But most guys on average will never crave being social. It's not their fault, it's their testosterone. And I know lots of women who married men because the guys seemed to be real communicative in the beginning, only to find out that 18 years later, they really can't be bothered with long conversations. This is a great disappointment for many women, but on our end, we change too. We are not always so nice and sweet anymore, and we don't always dress up in high heels and stockings when we're cleaning the house. And just a quick note about teenage boys for any parents out there. If you grew up with brothers, or you're a mom and dad, you know that when young boys hit puberty, they spend a lot of time in their room. And what science has to say about that is basically that they feel like a sex alien has taken them over, and they're so ashamed and embarrassed, they feel that any adults near them might be able to just look at them and know. So they kind of go into hiding. But eventually they find out that their friends are going through the same thing. And from that point on, girls have to overhear relentless chatter about girls and their bodies and their sexual conquest. But for boys, that is their idea of socialization. It lets them know they are not alone, and it is one of the first times that males really bond. Now here's some irony for you. You may not have thought about this, but here we are, the chatty ones, and yet, women are better at keeping their mouths shut than guys. Well, once again, we have evolution to thank for that, and we have scientists who can now explain it. They actually believe there is a part of the brain that causes women to suppress our opinions and thoughts in certain situations. Now, again, this is learned behavior that helped us thrive 1,000 years ago by not pissing off our mate and having him leave. But in the 21st century, this is really problematic for us. If you are working in the corporate world, then you are outnumbered by males. And they are wired not to give a crap if they hurt your feelings. You are not. When given a choice whether or not to tell your boss what you are really thinking, you will bite your tongue if you think it will displease him as well as any other coworkers. But here's what we have to be aware of. That turns into a frustration And that can really backfire on us because we will find ourselves angry and we're going to look for the first sympathetic ear and we're going to start griping. Then we get labeled as a gossiper or a backstabber. You know, you've encountered that one girl who's so sweet and nice to everyone, but she has something to say about everyone behind their back. See, we women are more prone to this because it is not always accepted for us to be blunt and speak our mind. So we have to be on guard because gossiping will make you feel superior. You're going to get hits of serotonin. But that gossiping comes from just being angry and not voicing your opinion. So you're going to have to take the initiative. You must become aware of this evolutionary pull that tells you to keep harmony, keep the peace, don't insult anyone. Oh, and for God's sakes, don't let anyone be annoyed with you. This is all old programming. It is okay for you to speak your mind, even though some men are not used to it and it might throw them. I am well aware in my business that there are certain things I can say to women that I cannot say to my male clients. Unfortunately, culture is still to blame here for letting men think that women should not voice their opinion. And you'll know when that happens because you'll get a look as soon as you do. So here is your tug of war. For women, our self-esteem will rise the more closely connected to others we feel. But for men, their self-esteem is derived from their ability to maintain independence from others. Now, if you need a little jolt of confidence, here's a little tip. On the 12th day of your cycle, your brain is going to be basting in estrogen. This will cause your verbal performance to increase. And that is the time to talk to your boss about the raise or share your thoughts on a particular matter, okay? Now, speaking of our cycle, we have to talk about that a little bit. We know that some people out there, we suffer with PMS, it's brutal, but let's just be clear on what's happening to you. PMS is caused by the estrogen and the progesterone withdrawal in your brain, which happens around the fourth week of your cycle. Your cycle literally bottoms you out, and your brain begins yearning for those calming effects of those hormones. When it doesn't get them, you can become so irritated that it is on the same spectrum of discomfort as a seizure. They actually can see that in an fMRI scanner, that it looks very similar to that of a seizure. So it's brutal, girls. We're not making this up. Your epinephrine and norepinephrine are the neurochemicals, and they're prone to be excited and they can go crazy. Now, if you would like to come off that emotional roller coaster, here's a little secret. Write this down. You go to your health food store and you're going to buy an amino acid called tyrosine, T-Y-R-O-S-I-N-E. Women who take 3 in the morning on an empty stomach and 3 at night on an empty stomach usually calm down in 3 hours. Sometimes for extreme anger, some will take 4 pills both times. It really works like magic. You'll thank me for that one. Now, here are some more statistics. 15 to 20% of us can experience hostility, hopelessness, feelings of depression, plans for suicide, panic attacks, fear, and uncontrollable bouts of crying and rage. Now, I don't know about you guys, but if any of you had to suffer with even one of those symptoms every single month, you really would probably kill yourself. So give us gals a break. It's not easy. And also, nature kind of built in a buffer there. When you do cry those really emotional tears, girls, it has a protein-based hormone in there, which actually acts like a natural painkiller. And it will help a little bit more when you're stressed. It is very important that you chemically understand what is happening so that you can give yourself a break and try to plan ahead of time around your cycle when you need to approach your boss. Now that's it for today's podcast. Next time, I am going to go into much more detail about what guys look for as opposed to what we look for in a mate. I really hope you guys find these podcasts insightful. If so, please visit my Facebook page, 10 Seconds to Happiness, and let me know in a comment there. Until then, you keep smiling. Bye-bye.